I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. For several years now, the University of Kentucky has hosted a senior caregiving conference as a way to provide information on resources for the growing number of adults tasked with caring for aging parents or other loved ones. A preview of this year's event is coming up in this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently sat down with elder care specialist Terry Weber about an event that continues to take on new importance.
This will be our fourth annual Senior Caregiving Conference. It'll be Friday, November 8th at the Hillary J. Boone Center here on campus. The conference is made up of two events. It's going to be a dementia care workshop and a senior resource fair. The half-day dementia care workshop begins at 8:30 and ends at noon. This year's workshop, Making Sense of the Mess, features dementia coach Kay Adams. Kay will give caregivers insight, kind of a way to make sense of what is all happening when dementia is part of the picture, for both the person with dementia and the caregiver.
Do we have an idea of how many of us at UK, faculty, staff, students, sort of a broad idea of how many of us are taking care of elders? I mean, you must be flooded with requests for help.
Often I get several requests for assistance with some sort of resources or just kind of support in with people caregiving. I'm not sure about the numbers for UK specifically, although that has gone out on the survey this year. But there's an estimated 34.2 million Americans providing unpaid care to a parent, a spouse, a partner, or a loved one. And it can be overwhelming and frightening for these people.
Yeah, I know we've talked before, you and Annie Bassoni and I have talked about the silver tsunami, the aging of America. So these are issues that all of us, if we've not been faced with them yet, can readily anticipate.
Oh, absolutely. It's coming, and it's coming fast. Yeah. Part of this Dementia Care Workshop Conference, Making Sense of the Mess, is the idea of anticipatory grief. And that's just where the sadness is experienced prior to the actual death of a loved one. Dementia is just a general term for the decline in mental ability severe enough to interfere with daily living. And whether it be Alzheimer's, Lewy bodies, or vascular or frontal temporal, it's a unique disease and it creates an unusual situation in that the person with dementia gradually recedes from their loved one while they're still alive. Dementias are progressive, and that just means that the symptoms start out slowly and gradually get worse. And because of this, the caregiver loses that person before their actual physical death. And Kay is going to be talking a lot about that. And I think a lot of caregivers experience anticipatory grief.
And I would wonder, too, if maybe part of the discussion will be addressing the guilt that some caregivers might feel where they're grieving for their loved one while their loved one is still alive. And maybe there's a lot of emotional issues bound up in that as well, I would think.
There's a lot of emotional issues with that. And the only thing I can really say about guilt, although we all experience it as caregivers, and a lot of that comes from just our frustrations with caring for someone who is so dependent on us day in and day out. But guilt is just one of those wasted emotions. And as easy it is to say, don't put time into it. But it's really hard not to. Totally understand that.
Well, and it's so good that we're having these discussions because I know from having lost my dad within the last year, there's this part of us that we feel that our parents are going to live forever. They were there before us. They were all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing. And then all of a sudden, the roles are reversed. And it's almost aspects of it are similar or analogous to taking care of a child. And that has to be incredibly burdensome, again, on not only the caregiver's times, but on their emotions as well. There's got to be a lot of inner conflict.
You're absolutely right about that. And we have to be careful because we don't want to parent our parent.
Right.
We want to just take care of them. You know, we still have to respect them for who they were. And like you said, they were our parents and they cared for us as children. And now it's our time, but we don't want to treat them as children. because they are adults and they deserve that respect.
Absolutely. You know, it always raises my hackles a little bit when somebody my age looks at an older patient or an older person out in the community and sort of condescendingly says, "Oh, aren't they cute?" You know, something like that. And of course, that quote, cute, end quote, person has lived a full and vibrant life, perhaps doing heroic things of which mm-hmm. we'll never know. And we have to recognize right. even that demented person as a whole person.
Absolutely. Dignity, respect. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. Mm-hmm. Part of the workshop is also going to touch on self-care. Going through being a caregiver, going through these inner conflicts, going through this guilt, the importance of self-care is vital to your physical, to your mental, to your spiritual, to emotional. No matter if you're a professional caregiver, you know, caring for a patient, or if you are caring for a loved one, practicing self-care is just important to your well-being.
One of the things I've always thought about in the medical world is who cares for the caregivers. And I think of it, and I think you and I have talked about this analogy before, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you assist the person next to you, because if you can't breathe, you're not going to be any help to anybody. So can you chat for 2 seconds about making sure that in the midst of caring for others, we care for ourselves?
Right. And that analogy exactly defines what a caregiver should be doing or should be, you know, visualizing in their mind. Caring for a loved one is exhausting. And you need to care for yourself. You're not going to be there for that person. You're not only hurting yourself, you could be hurting your loved one. So whatever you need to do to take care, and if that's, you know, making sure that you're eating well, if that's making sure you're getting some exercise, if it's maybe just finding some time alone, even if it's lunchtime, you know, going to your office, trying to get some downtime, anything where you can have a few minutes to just kind of re-energize and refuel yourself.
Is there anything we've not touched upon about the conference that you would want our listeners to know, or about elder care in general?
Yeah. Well, the workshop, the conference will be made up of 2 events. So part of that is that dementia care workshop with Kay, which I'm so excited to have her here. She's coming in from Denver to be with us. But we also have the Senior Resource Fair, and that is open and free to all UK and community folks. And the resource fair will be from 9:30 to 1:30. We'll be having 40 exhibitors representing several different elder care services and support. Areas such as elder law attorneys, where you can talk to them about the necessary legal documents everyone should have. You know, durable powers of attorney, living wills, things like that. There will be several in-home care agencies, and these are those non-medical agencies that provide the custodial care to help individuals with their daily basic care needs, such as bathing, grooming, meal preparation. We'll have several care facilities there, so you can get to talk with them and get some information. These are the facilities that offer the assisted, the personal, the memory, and the skilled care. But that's just an example of who's all going to be there. You know, caregivers want to provide the best possible care for their loved one. They want to do the best. And many caregivers struggle between their professional, family, and personal lives and caring for that loved one. So that's kind of the reason that we host this event, to provide some information and options to our community's caregivers.
My thanks today to elder care specialist and clinical social worker Terry Weber for talking with me about the upcoming UK Senior Caregiving Conference November 8th that is free and open to the public. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.